literally started immediately. I mean, mow it. I can start immediately. I mean, mow it. How you like that, dude?
I mean, mow it. We on, baby.
Yes.
This could be the day all the funny stopped.
This could be the day. Why?
I mean, it would just be funny if we just, this was the day we just were like,
we had nothing. We've had a couple of those.
Yeah, but we never fully, the music never stopped on us though.
True.
It's only, I mean, everyone needs to go get some like takeout and eat and regroup. But
yeah,
you know, we've obviously came down the hill and then ran back, you know, charged. But I'm talking about just one day where it's like, I fully exhausted everything I know.
I know. It's just constantly like repeating stories. Like, I think I've told you this before. It's just, it's like a comment will be like, he said that story six times. It's like, all right.
Hey, come on, man.
Yeah, chill.
Fire up the juices.
No, I got some. I got some juices.
What you got going
on? I've been
on?
Back home, dude. I've been lit. I found this tracksuit in my closet.
Look at that, dude.
Yeah, a lot of people are excited about it.
Hell yeah.
But
it's a nice dude. That, I haven't so you been just home. Found that? Been home. That was sitting around.
This was in my closet, yeah.
This is
what the hell? On. What else this you got in there?
Like a Sam Hyde t-shirt. I retired. It's the coronavirus. It's like I have coronavirus.
You hung
t-shirt.
It on the rafters?
It's in the rafters. I'll break it out when I need it. There's an emergency supply of clothing at my parents' house that's just the worst clothes.
You're like a Grand Theft. You're like a Grand Theft Auto character.
It really is, dude.
You just have like a different house over there and you have all your gear.
Yeah, I really am, dude. Change my outfit, look in the mirror. I'm like, oh shit, here we go again. It's I need to go home. I need to go back to New York.
Yeah.
I've been gone for like 2 weeks, maybe. Maybe even three.
Damn.
2 weeks.
I think you're also, I think, were you at the stand last Thursday or did you end up chilling?
Chilling.
I think Louis C.K. stopped by.
I know Louis C.K. stopped by. I got a notification from the club. He's coming. Hurry up. And I was like, fuck, I'm in D.C.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I've been missing the king.
It's all good.
It's all right.
You know, he feels you.
He can feel my presence.
He's probably like this out in the crowd, like.
Is he here? Is Shane here? That'd be amazing. Yeah, dude, I've been home. I've been full Trump.
Really? You're back on,
dude,
board?
As soon as I'm home, I'm just full fucking Trump, dude. I've been watching like Fox News at night. It's crazy. I've been watching Tucker like, yeah.
It gets you fired up.
He does. Dude, yeah. He just riffs.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously it's written, but it's like every night he just sits in front of the camera and is like, oh, you expect us to believe the vaccines?
I can't
I'm
watch
like,
him.
No.
I can't watch Tucker because he makes too much sense.
Dude, Tucker's
watch
like
him,
dead on.
I can't because I start watching him and my whole YouTube algorithm just completely gets taken over by stuff that I'm like, yeah. And I try to like talk to people about it. They're like, dude, please stop.
My YouTube algorithm's just Barstool right now.
Is it really?
Yeah, it's pretty sick.
That's
dude.
Pretty tight.
I've done a bit of a 180 on them over the last few years, but Spud and me were talking about it. It's very funny because he was like, where are the broskies? And he was like, anytime I see Barstool, I'm like, yes, dude, the broskies are still
That's
out
the broskies.
There. I had to tell him. I was like, the broskies are on the links. You don't see them. They're golfing.
Oh, right.
All
sure.
the broskies are just golfing right now.
Yeah.
They'll return.
Sure. They'll be back.
They'll be like Gandalf. They'll return when we need them.
Yeah.
The broskies will come back.
Wait, why do you think the broskies are gone?
Because of everything on television and music and movies.
Mm.
He thinks the skis are gone, dude.
Really?
Yeah.
He thinks they've gone.
But he's like, and then I watch Barstool and I'm like, yes, dude, the skis exist.
They're right here.
They're
dude.
Still making content.
Oh, you're talking about on TV. Yeah, true.
The
that
skis
is,
are gone.
That's broski headquarter, dude. But what used to be, I think there was a.
That is broski headquarters.
There was a confusion about where, like, because there was the Chive. I never liked the Chive. And
no.
I always kind of like conflate. I always figured those two were very similar, the Chive. And then I'd watch, like, they would just release something and I'd be like, whoa. I didn't know.
Yeah.
I didn't know. Like, because I'm like putting like the Chive thing to it, and they would just drop a take that I'm like, what?
Yeah. Now they tend to backpedal slightly lately.
Yeah.
They've come around slightly.
You get Cenk Uygur on your ass, dude.
What?
Cenk Uygur? Who's the
What's
guy?
What's that?
From the who's the dude? From
Cenk Uygur?
Yeah.
I've never even imagined that name. What are you talking
who's
about?
Who's the guy from the Young Turks?
Oh, I have no idea. Oh,
it's
I know there's
Cenk Uygur.
Some made up. Gibberish name.
Yeah, I mean, dude, Cenk Uygur's probably got
Cenk Uygur has been on our ass, dude.
He probably is knocking on the door at Barstool, so like, let me the fuck
yeah,
in.
Yeah,
you guys
are disrespecting women.
He probably has tons of vaccines. Like, oh, fucking,
yes.
Let me in. I'm about to fucking jab.
What's his name? Cenk Uygur? Yes.
Is that how you pronounce it? Can I get a pronunciation on Cenk Uygur?
Yeah, I think it is Cenkuygur.
All right, settle down over there. You don't have to fucking scream it.
I'm not screaming it. I'm enunciating.
Chank Uger. Uger? Call it Chank Uger. Call it, dude, didn't Jones get in his ass? Did you see that?
Dude, I'm telling you, dude. I'm looking out for him every time.
How scary would that be to have Jones in your ass, dude?
I mean, either one of them.
If you were trying to do a podcast and Jones came in here and was like, there's those two faggots right now. I'd be like, whatever you say, sir. You see, did you watch the Alex Jones on?
I got to see it, man.
Dude, it's so funny.
How was he?
He got bombed.
Did he really?
He got fucking hammered.
Why is he getting so hammered? Why is he
partying? Jones is a ski.
You think they got to him?
Yeah, they compromised. Barstool compromised him.
Did they?
Definitely.
Barstool has to bring him on. Who would have their sponsors would they lose if they brought on Alex Jones?
I don't know. Probably Bud Light. Manscaped and Bud Light would be like, we can't even associate with this guy.
True, yeah.
But
yeah, the pube shaving company be like, this is problematic.
Yeah, this is bad for
us. This is bad for pubes.
The reason I called Spade was because I had watched Generation last night.
What's that?
Have you heard of this? Have you seen this? Have you heard of this?
No.
It's new. It's a hit new HBO series. It's like Euphoria. Mm-hmm. They just did Euphoria again.
Really?
Except this one, less hot kids, more queer kids.
Okay.
It's just a school where all the coolest kids are gay.
Nice.
Like the captain of the water polo team, which first off, that's what I took the most umbrage with.
The captain of the water polo team?
The fucking coolest guy in school is the best water polo player. Burn this school to the ground.
Yeah.
They should have an episode where there is a school shooting and it's just two jocks. Two of the football players that are like, this school's gay as shit.
Trump 2020.
Yeah.
Yeah, their school shooters were like, you won't take my guns away. Yeah. Well, wait, so there's a school where the water polo captain, is the water polo captain gay?
He is at least bisexual. He keeps getting demerits for wearing like dresses and crop tops. He's like a sassy gay black dude.
Gotcha.
He's like, I'm actually a lot. Like, that's what he says to the guidance counselor. It's great.
Wait, so what is water polo exactly?
It's like you have a volleyball.
Is it like dunk the man? It's dunk the man with the ball?
Yeah. Smear the queer.
Do you ever play?
Smear the queer.
In the water.
Yeah. Which, how funny is that? We used to play that.
We used to play smear the queer.
We were like, smear the queer. Never did I even associate that.
Well, if you don't know what smear the queer is, it's kill the man with the ball.
Same yeah, whoever has
queer,
the ball.
Smear the queer, and it's like you're playing football where it's you versus everybody.
Yeah.
Did you ever play grease a watermelon?
No.
What? That's like when you're all swimming, you grease a watermelon, and you throw it in the pool, and you got to try to hold on to it, and everyone's just fucking you up.
That's water polo.
Same thing.
Yeah. But the captain of this high school, also, it's so funny, smear the queer was a game.
Yeah. That spread like wow.
That kid's a queer.
I would come out from playing for dinner time. My mom like, what are you guys doing? Like playing smear the queer.
Yeah, everybody like, oh, good, good son. That's a value you need to learn.
I also wonder how those games get handed down. Like, how do you know how to play capture? How do you know how? Yeah, to play it's like
the origins. Crazy. You know how like lacrosse started? Like they're like they played with like a human head in Mexico or some bullshit like that. Smear the queer was just like definitely found out a guy was gay and smeared him.
Some guy was just carrying like a tennis ball home and they're like, I'm trying to make a game out of this. Tackle.
Who plays tennis?
So there's a show where it's a gay
high school.
Gay high school. The gayest man, the top of the pecking order.
Yeah, he's queer.
Well, it's also funny that
there's another kid that gets jizzed in his eye at a party from another man.
It happens.
And that's like that's a moment in the show is a guy getting jizzed, a high school kid. Catching a load from another high school kid in the eye.
Who's supposed to be watching this stuff?
Me. It's just a bunch of dudes hate watching it. Like, what the fuck happened to this country?
If I see a kid chick. Get cum in his eye.
It's a chick show.
Is it?
It's designed for girls.
Girls love watching high school-based dramas, dude. Yeah. It's really weird. I don't know what it is about them. If you throw like dudes in Letterman jacket, if girls can just watch a screen replay of people slamming lockers and turning around and seeing their crush, yeah. They would just watch a gif of that for fucking.
Yes.
I gotta go.
Drop your books.
Yeah, man. All you gotta do is someone figured it out. Base a show in high school and have somebody fall in love with somebody and have people argue. Every girl will be like, "Have you seen?
Yeah,
Riverdale or whatever.
Yeah, trash." Yeah. And then it's but now they've really upped it to like the point where it's like just gay porn in a high school.
It's gay child porn.
It's great.
Just gay child
porn. It's great. It's good stuff. They're like, yeah, the main, yeah, everybody's.
What's the scene? Break me down the scene of a guy getting jizz in his eye. Was he like kneeling, other dude standing?
I don't want to spoil it for anybody.
You can spoil it.
All right. Because I know our listeners are going to be flocking.
Is this the moment of the finale?
I don't know.
Is a guy like walking like.
I think it might be three episodes long. I could be way wrong on this.
Gotcha.
That's all I saw on my queue.
So a guy got jizz.
Yeah, and it's like a Tarantino movie. It's really good. It shows
The N-word constantly.
That's what the kid yells when he gets hit in the eye. He's like, "You fucking." But it's like the first episode's like a party, and it shows from the guy, the water polo captain's perspective, which is great because the show opens with him being like, "I have to go see the guidance counselor because of my outfit." And he walks in, he's like, the last guy, or the guidance counselor sucks. He's a piece of shit.
Yeah.
And they're like, he's actually dead. And then he walks in and sees a hip black guy as the new guidance counselor. And he's like he's just instantly, as soon as he sees a black guy, he's like, oh, good.
Wait, so he hears the guidance counselor is dead?
Yeah. He's like, why do I have to talk to this fucking loser? This guy sucks. And they're like, he's dead. I think he had a WAP name too. Quite
really?
Racist. But clearly it was a honky. And then, goes in, sees a pretty chill ass gay black dude as the new guidance counselor.
Nice.
Shit rocks. They're boys now.
Hell yeah.
Then he goes to a party and it shows this other kid's perspective from the white family, which is they're rich as fuck. The mom's a church lady with like a schedule for all of them on the board, and the kids are like sexual deviants.
Nice.
It's the perfect caricature of a shitty white family.
Yeah.
Is that what they think this is?
Yeah, it's
like
also
what white people are.
Well, it's also telling who's writing this is a rich white lady who was like
rich white man.
Really,
I looked it up because I was thinking like
water polo is a giveaway, dude.
This
is just normal stuff like water polo.
Yeah, like the coolest kid in the school, captain of the water polo team. What?
Yeah, that's the kind of a dead giveaway, man.
Yeah, I looked it up. It's a 51-year-old man.
Yeah. What?
Yeah. And his daughter, his 19-year-old daughter, helped shape some of the characters.
What?
So him and his daughter sat down and were like, all right. And then the guy gets cum in his eye. Nice.
Where's this guy from?
Probably California, Jesus if Christ. I had to guess.
I might move to California, then move to Texas, dude, just to make
True.
A point. Just to make a point.
Make a point,
dude.
Be
just...
like, I'm going to Texas. Yeah, I had to search that guy's IMDb. I was furious. I was fuming, dude.
Dude,
I just turned off Tucker. I'm sitting in a recliner just like, motherfuckers. They're fucking killing my country. And so then it shows the cool gay or bi water polo player gets to the party. He meets this kid who's been DMing him or texting him anonymously. That actually happens to be the kid who just got jizzed in his eye from another kid.
Okay.
But those two... Oh, man. The drama's through the roof.
Really?
He gets jizzed in the eye from his sister's boyfriend. He's cheating on his boyfriend. All right. The guy's cheating on a girl with her brother.
Yeah.
Pretty sick.
Maybe we do need to go to war with Iran.
Iran's
right.
I think
we need war, right? I think
turns
we
out,
actually need war.
Turns out Iran is definitely right.
What happened?
About us.
What did they say?
They're like, they're sinful, gay, fucking deviants. And we're like, nah, you just hate us because we're the best. Like, no, we're actually gay as fuck, dude. Putting out child porn constantly.
Yeah, man. We might need to just fight. We need to just fight and have a lot of us die and just so we can just be like, ugh.
Yeah.
Yeah, turn that off. We're not, you don't need to watch that.
Yeah, what are we doing?
Jesus, man. So that's the plot. It's just everyone's jizzing on everybody.
Yeah. It's just classic high school, dude.
True.
And then like a real introspective girl who's a photographer. She's like real like nice to everybody.
Is she troubled?
I think she's pregnant. I think she gives birth in a bathroom at the mall. And the other girls are trying to help her.
What?
It was a whirlwind, bro.
So she was 9 months pregnant and nobody noticed?
Yeah.
That's how separated how families could they, are dude? Today, dude.
How could they even notice? I mean, what do you think? They're going to body shame her?
True.
Please. Yeah, I don't...
So that's
fun. It was a lot. I was fuming.
I mean, that's cashing in on the Euphoria vibe.
At least Euphoria had hot teens boning. A guy like me could get into that.
It's just kids jizzing.
Now it's just kid boys jizzing.
So are they even showing boys jizzing on each other? Or are you just like tuning in to just like glazed? Are they just glazed? Cut to just a guy just like totally glazed.
Yeah, he got an eye infection from it too.
That's not true.
And his church mom
I got
was
jizzing.
Like, you
I
have
jizzed
pink
in my own
eye.
I jizz in my own eye. Pink eye lasts for 20 minutes.
Well, it's your own jizz. It won't get you.
True.
Fox
my
smells
body didn't reject it.
Fox smells his own hole.
True.
You know what I'm saying? You can jizz on yourself.
True. Yeah, I remember thinking my eye was going to be fucked up for a while. 20 minutes, dude. In and out. I was back to 20/20 vision in 2 minutes.
Probably improved.
Probably
did, I got some stem cells.
Exactly. That's why I think my right eye is a little bit better.
Which one did you hit, your right eye?
This is my right eye.
What'd you say when you got hit?
Oh, it was just like, yeah.
Yeah, it's a weird noise. Yeah. I've hit my own face, and that's the noise you make.
Yeah, it's like if you got sand in your mouth, it's the same noise.
Yeah, so I was watching that, getting fired up.
Did anyone see you watching it?
No.
It's tough, dude.
But it is going to be watched on the Comcast. Someone's going to say, see that I watch. Probably my sister. She'll notice.
You think so?
Definitely.
You think you'll get a text?
No, she'll like it.
Really?
She'll like the show.
Really?
She's a girl.
True. It's in high school. My
She's
bad.
Lady.
It's in high school.
It's a high school drama about gay dudes.
True.
They love gay dudes.
I know.
True. So that's who it's for, but it is written by a 51-year-old man and his daughter. They teamed up to write a very sexual show.
What the fuck, dude?
Yeah.
That's fucked up, man. I might add him.
Don't say that. God damn it.
I'm kidding. I'm not going to do
Don't add him. You fucks.
Yeah, you don't want, you know, that guy.
You'll ruin our lives.
That guy would love nothing more.
They would love nothing more
for someone to be mean to him on the internet. So he could be like, someone's attacking my child porn art.
Yeah, the broskies coming out of the woodworks, getting off the links.
You don't want the broskies, dude.
The skis, dude.
Don't pull them off the links, dude. That's absolutely.
All praise be to Billy on the skis, by the way.
True, yeah.
Just so we're clear.
Yeah.
I am stealing lingo. The skis is so. I was talking to, dude. I was about, we were talking about the skis, and I was just talking about how Beezer might be the king ski, dude.
You think so?
I was like, he's the most loyal ski.
True.
And also, I don't think I've ever seen him sad.
True.
I think the Beezer is just the Beezer 24/7.
He's full broski.
He's an absolute ski at all times.
Well, he probably doesn't admit it. He probably doesn't.
I was like, maybe Beezer's autistic. I don't think I've seen him change an emotion once.
He probably does it like a proper broski is supposed to. He probably just administers cold pilsner immediately upon any sort of
any
discomfort.
Emotions.
Any emotion, just administer cold pilsner. Hit, like right back to baseline.
Or just scream cries into his pillow at night. Yo, what the fuck? Dude. I got a fucking doodle teeth.
That is funny about how everybody you know at one point just breaks down, just yeah, like out of nowhere, crying. Just like.
Yeah, O'Connor also intense bro, but he's laid up, dude. You got a depressed broski,
really?
O'Connor's always sad, dude.
I hate when my broskis are laid up.
No, Beezer. That's the good thing about Beezer. I swear to God, I've never seen him like angry. No. Except like he'll get hammered at Helium and be like, yeah, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, buddy. I mean, yeah.
Every once in a while, oh, true. He does have, he does.
I mean, you could turn the temp up on him a little.
Oh, fuck.
But he doesn't spaz, doesn't seem to hold grudges.
I've never seen him sad.
Nah. He just gets tired, dude. Beezer just runs out of batteries and goes to bed and comes back. He just gets tired.
Oh, fuck.
He just rocks till his eyes get watery and he just like,
he wakes up, yo, what are we doing?
Yeah, that's all that matters.
Spotted, yeah, he was worried about where the skis have gone. Where have all the skis gone?
Yeah,
said, dude, they're on the links.
Yeah, they're out there.
Saturdays are for the boys.
Golf.
They're drinking fucking Bud Lights.
That's what you don't want. Is the you get the broskies out there. They're out on the links. They're sipping cold pilsners. Their faces are red from sunburn, and they hear some news, and then they hit Twitter, and it's like, dude, that's like a CIA trained assassin.
True.
It's just the mean. It'll be the meanest. There's some guy
the ski.
Like,
yeah.
Fucking, what
it's
the
like
fuck?
Fucking stand up, quit kneeling.
Fuck it, I'm saying it.
Yeah, Phil and his boys, my dad and his boys are skis.
Are they? Yeah,
absolute
big time,
skis.
Dude.
They go to the men's club. They go to the Elks, get fucking bombed.
Yep.
Yo, I went to bingo. I went to bingo at the Elks this weekend.
It?
Sat down, won on my first card.
What?
Yelled out, it's a bingo.
Did you?
Yeah, the geezers were none too pleased. I was flashy.
What?
Yeah, people, dude, I've never, I go there sometimes. Bingo at the Elks rules.
Yeah.
If you win, everyone hates you.
I bet.
As soon as you win, people are like, oh. It's so funny. But
how much did you win?
I won $100.
Woo!
Gave it to the squad right away. I was like, put it on, pay for the pilsners for the table, bro.
That's what's that's respectable. That's bet you spiked the ball in the end zone.
Oh yeah,
and that's like
got the money. Made sure everybody saw it.
You probably hated that even more, dude.
Phil hates to see me win.
Really?
And it, well, I understand. I'm a dickhead. I'm like, look, it skips a generation. I have the championship gene. And Phil's like, oh, okay. Like, it happens. I don't know why. It skips a generation.
So when he saw you stun on the 100.
Yeah.
It's hard not to fold that up and put it in your pocket, dude. Start calculating gas money. Or like,
oh, yeah.
This will get me back and forth to New York like 6 times.
Yeah.
That's a solid move to put on the table. But like, it's, the Elks Lodge, too, the beers are like $3.
Yeah.
So that's a lot of beers and skis, dude.
Everybody got tendies. Everybody's dinner was like tendies and Bud Lights and bingo, dude. It was a great night.
Covered the whole night.
It's a great night.
Damn. Yeah. So was it 100 every time someone won?
Yeah. And then the final, that's 10.
What was the buy-in?
10 or 20. And you get a stack of 10 cards. Damn, and then there's 10 games. And then there's the blackout. Mm-hmm. You know what blackout is? Uh-oh. It's where you got to get every single one. And that's the big money. That was 500.
What?
And it was great because I was like, I was one away. Oh. And I was like, dude, please let me get this. And then the lady behind me was like, bingo. And I was like, fuck. And then I turned around. It was like a lady with her two children. And she like kissed her kid. It was like, ugh. And I was like, oh, fuck. Glad she won. I would have felt like a dick. I would have won and be like, oh, it's a bingo. Some lady's like relying on it for groceries. Oh. Yeah. Damn. You can see it was a big. It was like an 8 Mile. Yeah. Doesn't she win bingo? That one?
I think so.
I think she comes home and is like, things are turning around.
I think she
That's
did
what happened with
I think
that
she
lady.
She did win bingo.
She won bingo and was like, we're getting fucking bread and fucking
damn.
Cocoa Crisps. We done it.
Your mom coming home drunk on a bingo win? Just
holding up like 40 bucks left. Oh. I did it.
Yeah, bingo's for like if you're too confused about blackjack, you're like, let's play bingo.
Yeah, it's easy to cheat too. You can cheat the whole time.
How do you cheat?
You just get a nice advantage at the beginning. So you don't. So when you get your cards, you get 10 cards, but you can use any of them at any time. So I laid out a couple. Saw where the first number hit. That's a good spot on this card. Take that card.
But you keep your eye on the other ones too.
And if they don't call any numbers of yours for a little while, you save the card.
True.
So this is a dud. I'm gonna save it for the next hand. Here we go. Anytime 69 got called, yeah.
How are people feeling that?
They all did it.
Did they?
Everybody at the Elks.
What?
When fucking 069 gets called, place gets rowdy. What? Whole place is just like, oh. Yeah, I swear to God. Even the guy who calling it is this big dude, this fat dude like leaning behind a table with his fat wife. He's like, everybody's favorite, 069. And the whole place is like, oh.